It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We focus now on our state's cheesemakers. They received about one quarter of all awards given at this year's American Cheese Society Judging and Competition National Conference held in Portland, Oregon last month. To put it into perspective, Wisconsin dairy artisans took home about twice the awards won by the next state, California. So join in on Wisconsin cheesemaking traditions. What sets our state apart? 800-642-1234. Marika Penterman is CEO of Marika Gouda in Thorpe. She's a U.S. champion cheesemaker, herd of 400 dairy cows, and her signature cheese is Marika Gouda. Marika, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, everyone. So I'm very excited to be here on public radio. So thank you for having me.
Yes. Thanks for being here. And you took home 9 awards this year. You're a decorated cheese award winner now. Which award this year were you most proud of?
Well, we had a whole bunch, and I have to say, I'm just proud of the fact that all our cheeses won an award. So, and that says a lot because the quality of cheeses through the years became, they are very hard to compete with, and I like to win.
You have that competitive streak in you.
Yes, I noticed, unfortunately.
I noticed that jalapeno was an ingredient in a bunch of winning cheeses. You also had a cheese that was recognized with jalapeno peppers. And how do you make jalapenos not overpower the natural taste of the cheese?
That's a very good question because it is in the beginning when the cheese is smooth and creamy, you will taste the flavor more. And as the cheese ages more, then the flavor of the cheese will shine a little bit through the flavoring. So to balance flavor and cheese is very hard. And then on top of it, we also have then when we enter into competition, one of the comments of the judges will always be like, too much condiments. And but then you have people that sample it in your store in Thorpe, Wisconsin, and they will say, I could use a little bit more of jalapeno or a little bit more onion and garlic. So it's always trying to find that the perfect balance between everything. But I think we kind of nailed it. And when we don't, because we have a really good cranberry horseradish, then we try to adjust. But we also have a wonderful Marika Gouda bacon that we make with Nolchek bacon in Thorpe. And I have to say that bacon is my second or third kind of favorite food. So I might have done that a little bit too much. And then the curd doesn't want to stitch so well together. So we kind of had to reduce on a bacon. So it's a work in progress and you always have to keep trying. So
I would be open to trying those jalapeno cheese curds. I saw that was a winner. Did you happen to try those? I think they were from Davenport, Iowa.
You know, we have our own jalapeno cheese curd, so why would I want to try something else? No, I'm kidding. It's always, we love trying other cheeses. So I'll order sometimes cheeses from other cheesemakers, and it's just always good to expand your taste buds and see what other people do. So
know the competition out there.
There is sure competition and that keeps you sharp too. So it makes you want to do better and for sure keep you on your toes.
Well, what a pleasure as we talk about award-winning cheese with none other than Marika Penterman. She is CEO of Marika Gouda in Thorpe. You can join in with your cheese-making questions, your favorite Wisconsin cheeses, and why. 800-642-1234. Marika, Gouda cheese has that sweet and buttery and that, you know, that nutty flavor to it. Is that from the cows? How does it get that flavor?
It definitely all starts with the cows. So, and I have to say very proudly that what sets us aside from other cheeses is that we are farmstead. That's one of the things, which means that we have the cows right on the farm here in Thorpe, Wisconsin. So when people come and visit us, because that's what they can come and see our cows and you can see how we milk them. They can cuddle with the calves. We do tours at 9 and 1 o'clock during the summer months when we have our college kids with us that are wonderful tour guides. And yeah, but I think it's all starting with the cow. And I know that there are other states in this country that claims that they have happy cows. But if they have happy cows, we have extremely happy cows. And Gouda, even for the ones that when it's young, and they want a little bit more of a bite to it, we do have some very limited edition of an aged Gouda, so that's more than 2-3 years old, and that has a little bit more of a crunch to it, and the caramel flavor comes through it. So,
I was going to ask, what is the difference between tasting young Gouda versus aged Gouda?
Well, and that is so fun. Well, the Gouda is so wide. It's everybody has its flavor in whatever age we have it. So young and creamy in the beginning. And those are very good for on our grilled Gouda. So we have a little cafe where people can come and taste our cheese in some different dishes. But our grilled Gouda is one of our favorite. Mm. And you can add some bacon again to it or jalapeno for certain people that can handle the heat. And yeah, but if you want to just enjoy it in the evening with a glass of wine or just water, our aged Gouda is very good. And then we have a mustard in our store that we import from Holland called Erwin the Mustard Man. And that has a little bit of a sweetness and a crunch to it. Again, yeah, there's everything you can try. And then we have the different flavors. So again, bacon, mustard. Fenugreek is our first award winner and it won many, many, many awards. So, and that has a little bit of a nutty taste to it. So there's for everybody a flavor.
Just transport me to Thorpe. That's all I need. Well, Marika, you were born and raised in the Netherlands and, you know, Gouda, one of the oldest surviving types of cheese in the world. I wonder what that did to you, like growing up on a dairy farm and really learning by watching as a child about cheese making.
Yeah. So when you love cows, people always ask me, how did you end up in Wisconsin? Well, if you love cows and that's what we do, where else could you end up? Wisconsin. And after a while, Rolf and his brother, both they were the first one to come and they started farming over here. And after a while, and we have 5 beautiful children. And if you come and visit us in Thorpe, you might probably end up seeing 1 or 2 because they all are hands-on. I just wanted to start something for myself. And growing up in Holland, I went to the supermarkets, found all these beautiful cheeses, including cheese curds, which I never had seen in my life before. But I couldn't find Gouda. So we investigated the options and I'm like, that's the route. I have a problem and I wanted to start my own business before I turned 30. I did not have, I would ask family and friends if they could bring along cheese and restriction by custom got tougher. So they had to choose between Gouda or their own clothes. So I always lost that battle. we started and we had the good Wisconsin milk. We had the cows on the farm and I went back to Holland and learned how to make Gouda over there. I just did 2 days to see at 2 different cheesemakers and came home and we started making cheese on 22 November 2006 after I got the cheesemaker's license because Wisconsin is the only state on planet Earth so far I know that is requiring a cheesemaker's license.
And a fraction of our state's licensed cheesemakers are women. 3 are working for Marika Gouda. How could the industry maybe better support women in the business and getting into it?
I do think that Wisconsin is very open-minded that way. And I'm just very fortunate that it's such a camaraderie in the cheese industry and the dairy business. And I feel like we just have to promote it better. And I'm just very happy that I have 2 women in my team that also went out and got the cheesemaker's license while working at our plant. And I'm just very proud of that. So I'm just glad that we became such a team inside and outside the house and that we all have no equal equal rights to do so. So, and that it's just more determined by your drive. Yeah, I'm very fortunate.
Marika Penterman with us, champion cheesemaker, business owner, farmer in Thorpe, Wisconsin, with the happiest cows. As we talk about the accolades of Wisconsin dairy producers and the work of crafting more varieties and types and styles of cheese. Join in on cheesemaking in our state, what you notice and love, how you interact with the industry, what is on your cheese board and why. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin leads the nation in cheese production. Comparing all states, we contribute a quarter of our nation's cheese, according to the latest data from the first half of this year, analyzed by the trade group Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Join in on standards for cheese making, the process of making it, what sets our state apart from other artisans, and your favorite Wisconsin cheese. 800-642-1234. We have award-winning cheesemaker and business owner Marika Penterman stays with us. Marika, you sell cheese at different stores around the country, California, Texas, Pennsylvania. Which market is the biggest for Marika Gouda?
Well, I would definitely say the Midwest, of course. We love our cheeses. So we are true cheese heads. And we in Holland, we are called cheese heads, too. So I feel very home here.
How do you store Gouda when you can't eat it all? I've heard the cheese likes to breathe.
That's right. So when we started making Gouda, because it's very different than cheddar, and that's kind of funny because my neighbor, when we started making Gouda, it was so unknown. He says, Marika, what is Gouda? So I had to explain him what Gouda was. And his second question was, are there enough Dutch people that will eat it? Like, yes, of course, you are too. But one of the things with Gouda is like it's a water wash curd. So in the morning, we get our cheese from our own cows. So there is a the farm and the creamery is connected with a culvert and a pipeline under the ground. So the milk comes straight from the farm into our cheese vat. And then one of the differences, it's a water wash curd. So after we add our cultures to it and our rennet and it coagulates the milk, we start cutting it after 30 minutes. And then you will see that the solid part, the curd, and then the liquid part, the whey, is separating from each other. We drain some of the whey, and then we add hot water to it. So we raise the temperature. Mm-hmm. And then after, depending on from Gouda cheesemakers, the differences, you can play with your water, the temperatures, the length, the volume. So there's different ways, and you can add your own cultures to it. And when the curd is ready, we pump it into our drain table where we cut blocks out of it, and those blocks go into a round mold. So there is a different of shape also. We don't add salt in with our curd, but we let the cheese soak up its own salt. So after 2 hours of pressing, our cheese goes into a brine, and it goes in for 60 hours. So and after those 60 hours, it goes into an aging room, and it's not a cooler. Our aging room is between 50 and 55 Fahrenheit, and it's around 80% of humidity. So it's a different way of aging, and going back to your question, it's breathing. So we have a warmer temperature in our aging room, and that's where a lot of stuff happened, is in the aging room. So we will take our wheels, all our cheeses get flipped twice a week. We take the cheese, we flip it, clean it with water and vinegar, put it on a clean, sanitized shelf. And as the cheese ages, it will lose its moisture. And we have a kind of a para coating that will let the moisture go through the coating. It's not a wax, because wax will kind of like doesn't let the cheese breathe. But it's very important that we continue flipping our cheeses. So there's a lot of labor involved. So
how would you suggest that we store it at home in our refrigerator? What do we wrap it in?
Of course, you shouldn't store it. You should just eat it. It's the best consumed on room temperature. And in the earlier days, if you think about it, we made cheese to preserve milk. So it's actually a preservative. And people often would leave it out. Well, there's nothing wrong with that, to leave some cheese out. I will even leave sometime cheese out. I have a hard time committing the cheese to put it in the refrigerator, like no more eating it. But if you are, you can put it in. There's special paper with a little line of cheese paper in it inside, but I, to be honest, sometimes I just grab a Ziploc bag, and that's totally fine too. Or cheeses, you can buy it vacuumed and it will stay forever. So when my parents would come and bring the cheese, it would be in the suitcase for at least 3-4 days, or sometimes maybe even longer, because, well, when you travel, sometimes you pack your suitcase already a week ahead if you don't travel often, which happened with my parents. So it would be in the suitcase for quite a while. And the cheese will remain to stay good.
We have champion cheesemaker Marika Penterman, our guide to cheese in Wisconsin, and her approach. You can join in 800-642-1234. Kimberly is with us in Arena. Kimberly, hi. What would you like to bring up?
Hi, good morning. So I grew up Holland, Michigan. My family's very Dutch. And one cheese that I rarely ever find in Wisconsin is a Dom cheese, and I was wondering if you guys have ever considered making that or making it in the future.
A Dom cheese, Marika.
Do you make? Do you mean Edam?
Yes. Yeah. Sorry.
Edam.
Edam cheese. Okay. Yeah. So Edam cheese is unlike Gouda, but then a low fat Gouda. At this point, we don't standardize our milk, so we would have to take the fat out of the milk and then add a little bit back to it. But we don't do it. We use whole milk. So whatever the cows give us, and they give wonderful milk, is what we use. So in order to do that, we would have to make a little bit of adjustments. But I would definitely not exclude that down the road in our future.
Kimberly, thank you for that question. I'm wondering, Marika, how does a person approach a cheese board? How do you think about assembling the cheeses and what to include? Because you mentioned mustard earlier.
Yes. So first of all, you start with Marika Gouda, of course. And you can pick any flavor you want. No, it's nice to pick different cheeses. The cheeses that you like, of course. We have a spread, which is very nice, with a cracker on a cheese board. It brings variety. Then our mustard dill dip. It's nice to do a dill, a mustard, but I would also include a jam. I would take some nuts, included with that. So there's a lot of nice options. You cut it up, and I wouldn't even worry too much about the presentation. You live and learn, and every time it gets even more creative and beautiful. At the end, when I make a pie, I'm telling you, it's horrible, but it tastes wonderful. And that's what people remember, the cheeses on your board.
It's about the taste.
Well, yes, and the brie is really good.
I'm going to squeeze in another call here. Dwayne in Weston is with us. Dwayne, what would you like to bring up about Gouda?
About Gouda, yeah. When I was doing a lot of demoing of food, we did Gouda mashed potatoes, and we would shred smoked Gouda into the potato, mashed potatoes, you know, give them a stir, put some more, and then bake them. This was around the holidays. I had more comments from any flavor demos. It was just so amazing, you know, and then with cheese too. And I mean, most people know this, but is you let it get up to room temperature, you know, don't just get out the fridge, cube it, and slice it and eat it. Just let it, if you're going to have cheese all night, let it sit out for 20 minutes, half an hour, and get up to room temperature. You're going to get way, way more flavor out of each
leaving cheese, it out a bit. Yes, Dwayne, thank you for that. Marika, have you ever made smoked Gouda mashed potatoes?
Yes, we did. And a matter of fact, we have an amazing smoked Gouda. We do it with natural smoking. So we don't add liquid smoking to it. So you can, well, like there's a difference between that. There's a big difference between it. And our smoked Gouda ended up fifth at the World Cheese Competition. And that for a flavored cheese is pretty well. But yeah, the smoked, you can do so many wonderful. We even have a smoked cumin, which shredded on tacos or chili is really good.
Marika, thank you for joining us.
Yes, well, thank you for having me on your show. This was wonderful. And I hope everybody has a good day. And please come visit us in Thorpe, where you can see how we make our cheese and milk our cows and cuddle with a cow. Okay. So I hope to expect you soon sometime.
Thank you. A good day to you too. Marika Penterman, CEO of Marika Gouda in Thorpe, Wisconsin. And ahead this hour, we move from cheese to mustard. We got a sample there on the cheese tray. We talk with the leader of a Berlin, Wisconsin-based mustard manufacturer about recent shortages. Join in on mustard, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.